B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Halukeach luluv michaveiroi b'shvies. If somebody wants to buy a luluv and an estrog from an Am Haaretz during Shemitah, and we know that there's halachas, that the fruits of Shemitah, they have a certain kedusha, they have sanctity, and there's many halachas as to what is and is not allowed to be done with the fruits of Shemitah. But not only the fruits of Shemitah, but even the money used to acquire the fruits of Shemitah also have the same kedusha. So if Reuven is selling fruits of Shemitah, then the money he's receiving for them has the same kedusha as the fruits that he sold. We're going to learn about this a little bit later. And one has to be, don't take it for granted that one's just allowed to sell the fruits of Shemitah. It's not so clear at all. And there's just certain circumstances when the fruits of Shemitah are allowed to be sold, how they're allowed to be sold. But in the event that a person is allowed to buy the fruits of Shemitah from this Am Haaretz, however, that means as far as the actual being allowed to sell, the halachas of Shemitah are concerned, that it's allowed to buy these fruits, we have another issue, and that is that if the person who is selling it is actually an Am Haaretz, then we're afraid he's not going to keep the laws and all the halachas of Shemitah. So we're going to give him money, that this money which has been used to buy fruits of Shemitah, he's going to use them without conforming to the halachas of Shemitah that apply to these coins, and we will be making him do an Avera, it will be Lifne Iver, Lositin Michshel, you're not allowed to put a stumbling block before somebody. And here we've got this Am Haaretz, that because we're giving him money, he's going to abuse the halachas of Shemitah that apply to this money, and therefore we should not do that. Now the Mishnah is assuming that the Lulav does not have Kedushas Shemitah. The Estrog does have Kedushas Shemitah. We'll see why. Really, only fruits have Kedushas Shemitah. We'll have to see what's with a lulav, why and whether a lulav should or shouldn't have Kedushas Shemitah. But at this point, we're assuming that the lulav has no Kedushas Shemitah, the estrog does. So somebody is coming to this Am Haaretz and wants to buy a lulav and an estrog. But he's remembering that we don't buy from an Am Haaretz Shemitah fruits. What should he do? He should ask the Am Haaretz, do me a favor, let me buy the lulav, I've got no problem paying for that, give me the esrog as a gift. Because the halacha is that we do not buy fruits from an Am Haaretz because of the way that the Am Haaretz is going to abuse the money and the kedusha of the money. Says the Gemara, what should he do if this Am Haaretz doesn't want to give him the estrog as a gift? Answers the Gemara, Om Rav Huna, Mavliya leidumei estrog belulav. What he should do is he should ask the Am Haaretz, you know what, sell me the lulav for the price of what you would have taken for the lulav and the estrog. So I'll pay you much more for the lulav, and now give me the estrog as a gift. He'll have no reason not to do that. Asks the Gemara, V'leisiv leibadye, what's the issue? Why can't you just buy an estrog? Buy the estrog and pay him for it. What's your issue here? And we're obviously talking about where it's a situation where if it wouldn't be an Am Haaretz, this sale would be allowed to take place. Not every sale of Shemitah fruits is allowed. One has to know when and how one's allowed to sell fruits of Shemitah. There's an Issa Schira. One's not allowed to sell fruits of Shemitah. But in certain circumstances and situations, it's allowed. But the issue here is that he's an Am Haaretz. The question is, what's the problem? Answers the Gemara, Lefisha ein moisrin dmei peiros shvius l'Am Haaretz. We do not give money, coins, that will have or that have or will receive the kedusha of the peiros of the fruits of Shemitah to an Am Haaretz. The Tanya, as we saw in Abraisa, ein moisrin dmei peiros shvius l'Am Haaretz. For the value of more than 3 sudois, a small amount, one's allowed to buy even from an Am Haaretz, but more than a small amount, he's not allowed to. And Rashi says that this small amount, the amount of value of 3 meals, you're allowed to kedei chayov, because it could be that the Am Haaretz needs the money to buy the 3 meals for his Shabbos meals, which every Shabbos you eat 3 meals. And since he's allowed, we allow the Am Haaretz to sell this amount on Erev Shabbos, we allow him to always sell this amount. We allow people to buy from him that small amount, even during the week. However, typically a kosher, mehudar, esrog that you can make a bracha on Sukkos is going to cost more than three meals, and therefore one shouldn't deposit that amount of money to an amoretz during Shemitah. Ein meisrin d'mei preyos shvias l'amoretz yoisam imozin sholish tzudes, more than the value of three meals. And v'imosar, if you forgot and you did give the amoretz that amount of money, yoimar, when he gets home, he should say, this person who wasn't an amoretz, who gave the money to the amoretz, he should say, harimois halolu, the money that I gave the Amoretz, you mechulolim, should be deconsecrated, should be redeemed. The kedusha of those coins should leave those coins and apply al peiris sheshli b'soich beisi. Instead, the kedusha should now apply, and this is a general concept of redemption. We're going to learn about this a little bit later, but one can be mechalil, deconsecrate. One cannot always deconsecrate. You cannot make Peiros Shvi'is lose their Kedusha. But the money that was used to buy Peiros Shmita, that the money became Kodesh, one can redeem those and remove the Kedusha from them, and they should apply to the fruits. Sheyesh li b'toich beisi, on the fruits that I have in my house. And those fruits that he's used in the place of the money, which is in the hands of the Amoretz, he has to eat them with all the halachas of Shmita. And we'll see later whether this actually works to take away the Kedusha from those coins or not. It could be it's just a knas, a penalty that we sort of punish him because he gave the Amoretz that amount of money, but really it doesn't work. That's going to be dependent on a sugya we're going to learn later on. And the Gemara says, when is this true that you're allowed to give the Amoretz up to the value of three meals? That's only b'lekeach min amufkar. That's only when we don't know, we don't see that he's actually taking the fruits that he's selling from a protected field. And we assume he's taking them from an abandoned field, which is one of the halachas of Shemitah, is that you're not allowed to be shomer, you're not allowed to protect the fruits, you have to, so to speak, make them ownerless and anybody can take them. So if this Amoretz is, we can assume that he took the fruits from a field that was abandoned and ownerless, then up to the value of three, even though the Kedusha of Shvi'is applies to those fruits growing in that field, but we can up to the amount, the value of three meals, we're allowed to deposit to an Amoretz and purchase from him that amount of fruits. Avol b'lekeach min ha-meshumar, but if we know that he's taking the fruits from a field that's actually been protected, it's got a gate around it, and the entranceway into the field is locked, then afilu b'kechetzi isur osur, you're not even allowed to buy from him the value of half an isur, which is a coin. You're not allowed to buy at all from him because he's already choshud. We already suspect that he's violating the halachas of Shemitah, and therefore we're not allowed to deposit any such money whatsoever to such an amoretz. You're not allowed to buy fruits from him at all. Asks the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked, O min amufkar, but if an amoretz is selling fruits from a field which is mufkar, it's been abandoned, gimel sudois v'su loya, you're only allowed to buy from him the value of three meals and not more, or a minu, this seems to contradict what we learned in Mishnah Maseches Shvi'is. It says that in Maseches Shvi'is, hafigom v'hayarvuzin v'hashitim v'achalag loigois v'hakoizbor shebahorim v'hakarpas shebenahorois v'hagargir shel efer. All these plants, pturin min ha-meiser, they are exempt from taking meiser. That's halachas of meiser, we'll soon see why, but he's exempt from meiser. V'nikhin mikol odom, b'shvi'is, you're allowed to buy these plants, which these are fruits, these are edible. You're allowed to buy them from anybody, even in Amoretz, during Shemitah. And it doesn't say here only up to the value of three meals. You're allowed to buy from him any value, any amount. Why? Because typically these vegetables or these plants are very insignificant and nobody protects them. And even not during Shemitah, people allow anyone to come and pick from these plants. Since it's not a protected species, therefore, number one, in the halachas of Maiser, a non-protected species is exempt from Maiser, as it learns from Psukim. that it says, it's learnt out from Psukim, and in Shmita also, since it's not Nishmar, it's not protected, you can buy it from anyone. And it doesn't say here, only up to the value of 3 mils. So this was the question of Sheshes posed. Who Moisiv Lov, who Mefarik Lov, the same of Sheshes who asked the question also answered it. He says that we're talking about, this Mishnah is talking about Bigdi Mon Shanu. It's talking about only a measure of Mon. Mon means food, means the amount of 3 meals. That's all that Mon is means Mezoinis. That's all that he's allowed to take. V'chein Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chona Omer Bi'ichnon. That was said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, also that Mishnah that says that you can buy these plants from anybody is not talking about any measure. B'kedim mon shanu, it's only the measure of food which the Chachamim allowed, which is up to the measure of 3 meals. Asks the Gemara, my mashma dahai mon lishna de mazoinu. Where do we find that the word mon, which Rav Sheshes used and Rav Yechon used, is means mazoina, means food, which in this context means just about the amount for 3 meals. Answers the Gemara d'chsib, because there's a pasuk in Daniel that actually says vayeman lohem amelech dvar yoyim b'yoymoy, that the king gave Daniel, he gave him and provided for him food that he needed. And since you see there that vayeman is a term used in the pasuk for providing sustenance, providing food, so too when Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Yechonon use the words b'kedi mon, it means just as much as you need for sustenance to provide for the meals. How many meals? So the Chachamim said it's the meals of 3 days. The Or Chaneh says that it could be that there's some allusion here to mon, because the source that you eat 3 meals on Shabbos is actually from the mon that fell in the desert. And he says that that may be alluded to here as well. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the Gemara from here, which is going to take us back to the Mishnah to try and understand that if there's an issue of buying fruits of Shemitah from an Amoret, why is the Mishnah comfortable with the fact that we're paying for the Lulav and not comfortable we're paying for the Estrog? What's the difference between them?